This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte. Life gets pretty boring when every day is the same. Take me on a rocket ship to see the Earth from space. I'm an explorer, baby. Wanna come over, baby. It's exploration time, exploration love.
Hi.
Good morning.
Hey, Charlie.
Exactly. Hey, Natalie.
Hey.
Right. You lost energy?
Yeah. This coffee sucks.
Yeah, kind of.
I know. I'm actually like
That's
so...
That's what's happening.
I wish it was a really good one and right. I got it.
Do you mean like taste-wise or like...
Yeah, taste and strength.
Mm-hmm. It's not strong enough.
To me. But I don't like it so crazy strong. I'm like you, but
it actually
I'm also
is
like it really yummy. I'm right. like you.
Yes. And that way you're like me, like you want it yummy?
Yeah.
You know, it's actually interesting... for your subjectivity, how much your personality changes when you drink coffee. Like, it's kind of funny how, like, it's like that's a thing that, I mean, everybody knows it and everybody talks about this, but let me in there. Like, you just like yesterday I was feeling so bad that I had a coffee and it wasn't even like, oh, now I feel just like better. It was like my outlook, my personality, the stuff I was thinking, what I felt about the same stuff I'd been thinking about before. Mm-hmm. Like, it completely, totally right. evolved. It's like, I actually was, like, unrecognizable to myself,
yeah,
basically.
Yeah.
And it's
yeah.
interesting how that works.
I know. Well, it reminds me of, like, you know how they're, like, in medieval times, like, everyone was drunk, like, 80% of the day?
No, but that's funny.
Is that true? Or
yeah.
I think, like, back, there was a certain time period in which, like, you just had, like, wine and, like, vodka for breakfast and, like, lunch and dinner, basically. And it's kind of, like, that probably, like, yeah, like, affected, like, how they, like, saw
They're
the
They're just,
world.
Like, doing shots.
Yeah, no, literally. Like, I think they were, like, have your mead and your oatmeal.
Right. Well, it's because, like, water was, like, you couldn't just drink that.
Right.
So something.
And tonic know. Was invented to, or gin was supposed to make tonic taste better.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so interesting.
Thank
I want to have a fact for you. But
yes.
if I don't have one ready to go, then I don't think
I wouldn't force it.
I wouldn't force
it. But you really
it.
Don't have one about any of this stuff?
I'm thinking of the book I'm reading. That's kind of interesting.
Okay.
It's about New York's fiscal crisis in 1975.
I see. I was hoping it would be more about this topic that we're on.
Right. But you win some, you lose some. Anyway, in 1975, New York was approaching default.
SNL 1975.
Right. I wonder if that's not unrelated or something.
Right.
It's like
Go
the
ahead.
70s. Well, I'm not so far in the book yet, so I'll report back later.
Okay.
Actually, one thing
this
that was...
This is kind of a tough detour, honestly, yeah. for me.
We didn't find so much. Not so much down this road.
I have to say.
One thing that was interesting about it to me was that because they were approaching defaults, like the banks kind of... The banks that like owned a lot of New York's debt were like, we're not going to keep buying your debt. You need to like... implement austerity. So like the mayor was kind of forced to like lay off New York's really big like civil service force, including police. And actually like the police were like really with like the people protesting. As opposed to like I feel like in recent experience I'm like the cops are
they
like always have
money.
So much money
yeah.
and like austerity like never touches cops. But there it was like the cops were like included in the austerity. So I thought that was kind of interesting.
They got the 70s got some things right.
Right. Exactly. I was like, listen, go ahead and be cutting some cops.
Right.
Budgets. Not so bad, huh?
Uh-uh.
That's right. All right. So maybe there was something in the detour.
So,
or not really, even still.
I think it's fine. Yeah.
Okay.
I think
some,
it's great.
Yeah,
yeah. No, there's not an issue. Exactly. And I'll be honest. I kind of went somewhere else mentally
of
for
course.
A lot of that stuff.
Totally.
I didn't mean to, but right. no. I do have a lot of stuff going on, aka I just started using sunflower seed oil on my face.
Whoa.
We have to bring in our guest, actually, because yeah. I feel like she has stuff to say about this.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. I love our guest so much. Mm-hmm. I'm really, really, really happy that this guest is here today.
Yeah, she's amazing. She was my roommate.
Yeah.
People don't talk about that, but actually, like,
an
more
intimate
than that,
history.
She's a comedian.
Yeah, well, yeah. An amazing comedian. I feel that this person has an enormous amount of social power.
Yes.
Like, that's something that's I really right. believe.
And furthermore, like, swag.
Oh,
and by the way, the two
sure.
go hand in
hand. I think that's how
hand.
The yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
right. exactly.
Yeah.
All right, so let's bring her on to the
Guys,
screen.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. So
welcome,
much.
Rachel Koster, to the podcast.
That is so nice to say, and I legit am happy to hear that because I walk around thinking like I run this town sometimes,
yeah, yeah.
And like. I guess the industry would beg to differ, of course. Mm. But then I'm like, these people quiver in my wake.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's
and
right.
so that really
You're
is
the people's
nice
princess.
To hear. Thank
kind
you
of.
Guys so much.
Yeah.
You are the people's princess.
You know why? Okay,
I have
well,
problems, but I definitely am like
well,
a princess.
So princesses have problems.
Yeah.
Famously.
Thank yeah.
Thank you guys so much captured. For having me. I'm like really happy to be
we,
here.
Yeah, we're really happy here.
Tell us more about the oils.
Oh, I will in a second, but I want to say that you host this 8 a.m. show, which is basically, well, right now it's like a show that happens at 9 a.m. Mm-hmm.
Yes, during the winter we have shifted back because the only cafe in the entire city that would let me do my show there at 9 a.m. Doesn't open until 9. So thank you, Ian, Wait. At Caffeine Underground, respectfully.
I yes. love a coffee shop that opens at 9.
Totally.
And
they're like,
there's
we'll
a
get
lot
there.
Of things wrong with this place. Which is why they
right.
Let me be
right.
there.
Totally.
There's a lot of things wrong with it?
No, I guess I shouldn't have said that. But they do let us there, and I'm like,
there's
so
a reason
you really
they let
needed
you there. Yeah,
us,
totally.
Or something.
Totally.
Respectful.
No, it's very respectful. Well, I...
like, most of our coffee business actually comes, like,
right.
way later at night. Like, the morning
yeah.
hours are kind of dead, so...
When you started this show, like, yes. when I was seeing the posters for this show, yes. I was like, this... girl is like
crazy
mighty like
yes.
your social sway to be like and by the way people show up
yeah
like
in
it's
droves.
Always like packed
yeah.
the show
I remember
like,
the first one it was pouring rain
yeah
and you did it outside yeah.
literally
I did it rain
came.
Or shine in like May or something like a kind of a wretched month for an outdoor show and people really did show up
like
and it's never been so big, I will say, but I obviously like didn't
no, but,
have the chance to grow it so much. It was only one summer, mm-hmm. but I think that we can make it huge.
You will,
People
and it already
freaks.
Is. It's crazy, but to me, that really speaks to your swag
Thank you
and
very
pull.
Much.
Yeah.
Is that people like you're like this is the thing you're gonna do, and everyone's like, yeah, I will be there.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Like,
so
I don't
much.
Think a lot of people could get people. At 8 a.m.?
When it started, it was at 8 a.m.
Yes. And it will
and we'll
go, back
go back
to being 8 a.m. So if you want to come at 9 a.m., you're running out of chances.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting because we were just talking about how waking up early is like so miserable.
Yeah. Right. But it's fun when you're in charge. Well, I will say also... It is miserable to do, but then once you get there and you see everyone, it's like when you get to a like school for a field trip. It's
yes,
like,
yes, yes,
oh
yes.
my God, there's still right. dew on all the grass.
Literally.
My friends look so different than I usually see
their
them because their faces
are different.
Puffy.
Right. Yeah.
I remember I used to, mm-hmm. before school, there was like a program in the winter where you could go ice skating for mm-hmm. an hour before school started, and it meant
what?
Waking up an hour early
so cool.
and taking a totally different
Wait,
bus.
Where did you grow up again? The
Long Island.
Long Island.
Which is practically Berkshire.
Okay. But wait, is your family like in Maine now?
They're in Maine now. Okay. And I like went to school in Connecticut, so I'm like basically all over.
You're
it.
Like such a tri-state queen.
Yeah. I love that town, this town. But you would wake up early and it was like you would see all these people like in such a new light. Like
totally.
I had such a crush on this boy who I never thought I would have a crush on because I was like, you wake up early now.
Yeah.
And so it meant something so different.
We've talked
Everyone
about
second
like,
chances.
Like when you're out on vacation with people, like how cutie pie it is to see people wake up early.
Yeah, it's so
like
cute.
You see people in the morning,
so
you're like,
nice.
Yeah.
Oh my God, this is like your raw
It makes
self.
You fall in love with them.
Yeah,
you haven't put
it
on
does.
Any of your layers of like humanity or like
totally.
Creams.
And
you know?
The flip side, like it can be like way too raw.
Yeah.
Like yes, if you're yes. with someone
Or
you,
you
like
realize
really don't
someone
know?
Has a lot of like stuff they do where you're like, shut the fuck. Like
right.
when someone is like really anal about stuff or like right. really needs a lot of, like when you go on vacation with someone who's like, I need it perfectly quiet when I go to bed in this temperature and it's like different from how you do it. And you're
right.
like, I never thought about this stuff, but you're like so annoying
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
Someone
totally.
You thought was chill.
Right.
Disappointing.
Yes.
It's true. It's like you peel back the layers, you don't know what you're gonna get.
Yeah.
Actually.
Yeah. You also need to be so held in the morning. Like
mm-hmm.
if you walk downstairs and you just woke up, like you need people to be like, good morning.
Good morning, gorgeous. Mm-hmm. If someone's like, why didn't you do this? You left this out last night. Like, it's like,
oh. Or even like, hey.
Yeah.
It's like, hold on. Like, right. I just woke up.
Like, yeah, I'm like, it's a gift.
Yeah.
We must celebrate it together.
A miracle occurred this morning for each one of us.
We've been missing out.
That's sweet.
Yeah.
Just like someone waking up, someone's like, so another beautiful day.
What a miracle.
On God's green earth.
Yeah.
What are the chances?
Kind of true.
It is true. Aw, I want that. It is nice, the thing of waking up early, if you're going to do something exciting, because you do it and you're like, actually, you know what? I had that this morning, honestly, where I was like, I really wanted to sleep in before coming here. Like, I really, like, and I took, like, a sleeping pill last night, which I don't normally
Those are bad news.
Yeah, they're bad
Which
news.
One?
Hydroxyzine.
My sister gave me hydroxyzine when I went home for Christmas, and I literally, like, screamed at her the next day. I was like, you drugged me. I was like, the whole day I couldn't open my eyes. I just kept going back to bed. And my whole family's like, we never get to see you and you're in bed the whole day. I was like, Becca did this to me.
Yeah, no,
it sucks so
much. It's literally like nutty how intense it was.
Why did you take that?
Because I really needed to sleep. No, I almost never take it. And I was just feeling anxious. I was like, all right, I want to sleep. I don't want to like, I really needed it. But then this morning at 9:30, I was like, I could close my eyes and sleep maybe four more hours. Yeah. And then I had to be, I really had to like, be like, you are going to do something really unpleasant, which is wake up right now. And then what's going to happen is you're going to go do something fun. And you're going to be glad you did it. And like the reward, like that reward will feel nice.
And I hope to make it worth your while.
Yeah. Oh, my dad is always doing that.
Sweetheart.
My dad is always like, we're going to wake up at 5 a.m. And we're going to go see the sunrise. And it's like, I don't want to.
My dad's love being like really punishing.
Yeah, totally.
Like, for like, just the like pain
this
pleasure,
is good
like,
for you.
Yeah, exactly.
You'll be glad we did this when you're older. Right. And I almost always, of course, am like looking back at all the things that I did with my dad, even if it was like go to Home Depot. He was like, I know this sucks, but we're gonna go and we're gonna have fun. And those are like some of my fondest mostly because they are truly some of my only memories with him. He worked a lot. But it was like, if we gotta do errands together, let's have a good time, I guess. Yeah. Yeah. Get like treats when we go to Blockbuster after.
That's so fun. Blockbuster, like,
I miss her.
They should make it a thing now. Like, you know how like they kind of like accidentally like reinvented the bookstore? Like,
yes.
Amazon was like, or who was it? Remember?
There was like an Amazon bookstore that was like in real life, but it was like curated in a weird way.
Right.
It was
like they were like,
you killed bookstores and then you brought it back, but you gave it like five stars.
Yeah. And you never understood it. Like,
yeah. You didn't understand the magic and the power. Mm. That said, we should do that maybe with Blockbuster, where it's like you're choosing what you're going to watch that night, but you have to go with the person you're going to watch with.
And there's candy.
Pick it out in person and make a commitment.
Oh my God, totally.
And you can employ like a 15-year-old in your town.
Yeah.
And that would be like life-changing for them.
Totally.
I do think it's like you, like, I love browsing books and I don't like browsing movies. There's no way to do it.
It's
like,
awful
on
and you always
screen.
Get into fights with each other and it's impossible to see everything at once. So it's like,
yeah,
you're only seeing what the algorithm is showing you and you're like, this just isn't right to me. Mm-hmm. And
I find that there's a pretty low success rate.
Yeah.
In my life around like choosing the right movie to watch.
I'm almost always furious at what I've decided. I like am like resentful of whoever I'm with. And like even if I chose, like I did this the other night and I was like, we shouldn't have done, like I wish I pushed harder for this other thing.
What was it?
We were watching Summer School, which is like this 80s movie with Kirstie Alley and the guy who's the dad in The Freaky Friday with Lindsay Lohan.
Oh, yeah, he's great.
Hot. Yeah, he was good in this movie, never to be seen again, basically, until
he's
Freaky
so
Friday.
So good in Freaky Friday. He has
rocks.
Because
he's stern,
raw
but funny.
Sexuality.
Yes.
Stern. And he's kind of like, his vibe is like, I won't be disrespected, but it's also like, I will go with the flow.
Yeah. And he's like, I get that you don't want me here because I'm just like a fake dad to you.
Right.
But I do want, I love your mom and I want you to like me too.
Wait, is he stepdad in the movie?
Yeah. So her mom is getting married to
her dad, I think.
A new guy.
That's Jamie Lee Curtis.
I don't know what happened to the dad.
Yeah.
That's right.
I watched it recently. It's so good.
It's such a good movie.
I've watched clips from it, but he didn't make the cut in the
clips. Have you not seen it?
I have. But I'm not going to remember like what the dad is like.
He has white foxy hair.
Yeah, he's sexy.
And he's got like a sexy swag.
All right, totally. I'm in.
And Lindsay Lohan's like,
oh, she hates him.
Yeah.
He's a stepdad and That's cool.
She just hates that's authority. What they have to learn about, basically. That's why they swap bodies, is because...
She's like, why are you marrying this guy? And you suck also, generally.
Yeah, and Jamie Lee Curtis is like, why are you such like a ungrateful like prick, basically? And then they swap bodies, and they're like, wait, your life is hard, valid, and valuable.
It's a beautiful lesson in empathy. I actually do
think that it's like, that's true. Period. It's like, you're like, why are you like this? It's like, I bet you everybody has reasons. Mm.
And if I was in your literal... Anyway, no problem. No, I keep realizing that, like... Time is, I guess every podcast guest, when you're on it, it's like, God, I wish we were talking about something else or something.
But wait, this always happens that we have on guests and we're having the best time, and the guest okay, is good, like, good. This as is long really as you're having working, fun, huh?
Then I'll like chill out.
We're like, wait, what?
We're like, awesome, another more, amazing episode.
Or it's more that I'm just like, this is my shot, and I'm so blowing it. No, or something kind of like, but it's like, what
I get that though. Yeah,
because you do this every week or something.
Yeah, yeah. And so if I talk about something stupid, I'm like, whatever.
But yeah, we'll do it again next week. I like what we're talking about. Me too. I have to say.
And did you ever see the first Freaky Friday with Jodie Foster?
No,
she goes water skiing, and that's when she flips back, and then her mom is like, ah.
Wait, she's the teenager?
Yes, so it's Jodie Foster, I think. I might be totally misremembering, and I remember there's like a moment where there's like, she fucks up the laundry and there's soap everywhere.
Oh my God, I love that.
But she does like a water skiing competition, and that's when she realizes she's like, my daughter is amazing, she can water ski. And that's when they switch back.
That's so awesome.
I might be misremembering.
It sounds like the second one has a little more like gravitas, like emotionally, but it could be not true.
I feel like also just like older movies, they just didn't have like, they didn't know you could get really close to people or something with the cameras, or like they didn't know that you could like make the background look far away and the person look close.
Right.
And so it's like, I don't know, it's new like movies just have a new depth.
Yeah,
but
literally.
Now new movies, I think they've lost it because everything's lit like
2HD
with neon lights.
No,
like,
it's crazy. And I don't know, everything looks like fake. Can someone turn it up? Like, I can't see what's happening.
Literally.
It's oh my God.
It's too dark.
There was, was it?
And too quiet.
I forget when this happened. I don't remember. Maybe I mentioned it. During the pandemic, I was home with my family, and basically all we had was movies. Mm. And we would, like, and each other, and, like, a lot of, like, we were really lucky, obviously. I actually take that back. But, like, all we had to do was watch movies because my parents were,
you're
like,
understood. Chilling.
Yeah, thank you so much. And I, like, recognize my privilege, et cetera.
As fuck.
But we were watching movies, and we were watching The Green Knight. And what for some reason, we chose...
I have something to say about this movie.
Oh, good.
It's Dev Patel, and it's like an Arthurian legend retold.
Oh, I heard about this.
I wonder what you're going to say, and I wonder...
So, basically, it was in... We chose, like, the 4K option or something, or, like, Ultra HD.
Oh, I remember this.
And
yeah.
For some reason, my TV is, like, not advanced enough, and so it was pitch black, except for, like, whatever was extremely exposed, so we could see little shivels of light. And so the whole time, I was like, wow, A24, like, really pushing the limits on, like, what people will watch. And I like made a bunch of tweets like, Green Knight should have been called The Dark Knight, what the hell, I can't see anything. I'm thinking like everyone would agree with me, and then realized like an hour and a half in, my dad was like, we have to turn this off, like, I legit don't think this is how it's supposed to look. And I was like, no, dad, A24 is different, they're doing weird stuff all the time. Can't believe I didn't hear anything about this, but of course it's just what they do. And then I found out that it was just dark.
My personal TV
was dark. And so I didn't watch the movie ever again because I was like, I've heard it.
No, totally. That's like, you're never gonna see that movie.
You did the audiobook.
You had one shot, you blew it.
Yeah, like all the plot spoilers ruined, and you didn't get to see anything.
Not at all.
It's so like funny that you're like, I understand A24. Yeah. My parents
just doing
don't.
Different stuff.
And that's what's going on here.
Right.
Well, what's your thing about The Green Knight?
Oh, I loved it, actually.
Oh,
and
really?
I was thinking about it recently where I was like, and it didn't get such good reviews.
Mm. No one ever talked about it, and no one's talked about it since.
Yeah, but you know what? Dev Patel is so fucking hot in it.
Mm.
And I was so compelled by it.
Mm.
And I thought it was really, really great.
Do you like stuff that's like related to the Round Table nights?
I love that stuff.
No, but I do like mythology.
Mm.
And actually, every time I see it, like, I just watch Dune and I'm like, I love to get like world so
building.
Into it for a second,
mm-hmm,
you know?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, whoa.
And I like sci-fi stuff where it's like, this is the universe. Because mm-hmm. our universe can be so limited and boring, and we have like Chuck E. Cheese and it's so cheap.
Mm-hmm.
And these other ones are so beautiful, and there's like elves who have stories and they like can't go to certain places because they'll shrivel up or something.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And like, what an awesome universe
it's
to live in.
A little better. Like, they don't have like franchises in the Green Knight world.
Exactly.
Right. You know?
And that, like, not yet. So people can really connect with
each
other.
Maybe they do, they're just not showing them.
Right, right, right.
They're like, we have, like, McDonald's, we have Dunkin' Donuts, we have all the stuff you guys have.
They're just like, as a licensing thing, we couldn't show
them. We can't
them,
show it to you.
Like, yeah, we have all that stuff.
Have you guys
we had an amazing scene that took place in the drive-thru.
We have the supercharged lemonade from Panera. And that's why we're acting like this.
That's why the stakes feel so high.
That's why I'm so silly today.
The Green Knight, he's, like, holding a sword. It's, like, into the camera. It comes up like a drink. He's like,
wait, remember that happened on Game of Thrones?
Yes, there's Starbucks underneath the table. That's awesome.
I was talking about that recently, and someone was like, was it like a marketing ploy? And I was like, I don't know, but I feel like it was the most popular show of all time at that time.
Yeah. Yes.
And so someone really had to see it. Like, it's really upsetting that something could fall through the cracks.
That used to be your job,
like
kind
that.
Of. You were a PA.
No, I kind of like never am allowed to talk about anything or say anything to anyone. And so, but I do drive a big truck.
Yo!
I can drive the shit out of a 16
speaking
foot
of your swag.
Truck.
Like,
yeah, that's
you,
really what it
I
was.
I can rip a truck / 15 passenger van. And really? It's awesome. Also, like, I constantly am experiencing misogyny about it.
Yeah,
like,
course.
On set, people are like, you're the one driving this thing? Mm-hmm. What?
I know. I was about to do that to
you. Thank you. And totally. And I understand.
Sorry. I was going to be like, you're driving a 16-passenger van?
And while I'm driving
bigger,
around,
it's
I'm...
Like, you're thinking of a van, like, think
like
bigger.
Huge.
It's huge.
I'm thinking of, like, the sprint
vans.
No,
like, big. Rachel does that, but, like, bigger than that, too.
But
like
also,
a box truck, right?
Yes. But part of what makes it so fun is that I know I'm, like, a girl who's driving around and no one expects it. So I'm, like, I love the misogyny because I love to be, like, those feet are attached. Like, when the camera scans up, it's like, it was a girl.
Right.
Yes.
And
right.
so I do love that. Yeah. And so I, like, obviously I'm appreciating misogyny for the opportunity to
transcend it.
Wait, literally, however, like, I love that. That is, I'm actually jealous.
Without misogyny, I couldn't have that, like, smugness that I get to drive around with.
Right, right.
But also, it is annoying when like the production coordinator's like, I don't want to give you the keys, like whoever's driving it should be driving. I'm like, I drove
it's
it here
me, right.
But then I was on set
you're kind
recently.
Of like Aaron Brockovich a little bit,
kind of a billion I've never seen that.
You should see that. And by the way, you are, and I love it.
She's just like underestimated because
blazers.
Of her femininity.
Yeah.
That's actually how I feel as a gay guy driving a normal car.
Charlie, that's true.
Like every
you guys
time
are
I'm
not
in, like,
supposed to do that.
Like I'm in a Nissan Maxima and I'm just like driving around. I'm like, you guys probably never thought I could be here.
Right.
Like, and I'm knowing what to do. It's like, I can't go yet because the light is red.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I know all the rules like that. Yeah. And like, I'm pretty like good at
but
that.
Oh my God. I was driving a car with people. Sorry, recently. What were you saying?
I don't know. I just was busting in. I just wanted to chat about.
I was driving a car with people recently. And it was like my girlfriend's friends who I like know, but like
I love
not
them.
That well.
Mm-hmm. Your girlfriend is the best friend in the whole world. And I love your girlfriend.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
I think she's the coolest.
She loves you too.
And
I
she's
told
amazing
her we were on
style.
And she's like, that's amazing.
She's what I like wish I looked like.
You guys do look alike, actually.
I know. But I wish I was a little bit more like her.
It's like the change you want is like really small.
I know, but she's got it a little bit more going on.
I know. I don't think so. You guys are both amazing.
Okay.
That said, I was driving friends of hers that I like didn't know that well, like from growing up. Mm-hmm. And I was like, we were all just like talking in the car and I was like having fun. And I was like barreling towards a red light, like foot on the gas, like speeding up and like everyone was getting scared and I didn't notice and I was just kind of like I think we're just driving around and having fun and my girlfriend had to be like hey red light hey and I was like what she's talking weird.
I was constantly ripping through red lights with the entire crew of the show that I worked on all two summers ago. I'm like not great at it, like I like can whip it and I like know what I can like get through and I can like back it up a lot, but like
no that's
as
amazing.
Far as my passengers I don't think they're having a good time and one that's guy fine. Gets like seasick all the time and he was constantly just like Rachel a little easy on the brakes and
wait but those cars those they're so big
yeah
so it's
I'm like
really
how
hard
can I do
to,
it
you know
but I did get better at that I will say
yeah totally
also I got to drive a Tesla when I was in LA obviously cool. Like Elon Musk is like a flop however it is so cool
really?
And complicated that when you drive a Tesla as you lift your foot off the brake it starts just or as you lift your foot off the accelerator it starts to slow like it like
breaks.
Automatically breaks which can be really like confusing and uncomfortable at first but then when you're trying to go from fast to slow or slow to fast it's awesome and so I understand
why
people want to race stuff because like there's no jolting to stop. You like smoothly transition into everything. It's kind not of about awesome.
How smooth you hit the brake, because it smoothly it's starts breaking.
Smoothing, right. Smoothly slowing.
Interesting.
Yeah, smoothly I don't really endorse slowing. The car, but that was awesome.
Well, I feel like a lot of the Ubers that I've taken recently are all Teslas. Like, out of nowhere, they're like everywhere.
Yeah.
And first of all, they have no roof, which yes. I think is actually kind of cool. Like, I do like that part of it.
You have to understand the enemy, and you have to understand the appeal.
Right. And you have to hop in.
The way that you open the doors is like the dumbest thing I've ever experienced.
Also,
that
like sucks. When you turn on the windshield wipers, you have to hit the screen like 6 times, which while it's raining, especially at night, is so dangerous. Rain. I was like driving in LA the one time it rained and it was nighttime, and I was like, dunk, 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 dunk. I had to have my passenger like figure it out for me. And if he wasn't there, then I would have just absolutely driven in total, like complete obscurity.
That's funny. Like, also just the screen, it's like in the, like the most difficult thing to navigate is like the settings on your iPhone. It's like, God forbid you have to change a setting. It's while like settings. You know what I mean? It's like it's so nested there. Settings, like, system. Why would you make that be not like
it
a button?
Horrible.
Like, yeah. Also, wait, it's insane driving with like a huge iPad.
Also,
right in the center
I realized
of the car.
It was recording me, because like it records like as soon as someone is near it, it starts recording. Mm-hmm. And basically, whenever I was approaching the car, I was like, oh my God, the girl who let me borrow this is like so nice for I can't believe she let me borrow this. Like, I can't, I just was like, why would she do that? And so I realized it was recording me every time that I was saying that. And
wait,
she could probably see
it's
me
recording
be like,
you?
Yeah. Because it's a security feature. Because Teslas
are so
expensive.
Toast.
I know, it really scares the crap out of me.
Wait, have you guys seen Shutter Island?
No. When I was a child.
Okay, shoot.
And I was like through clenched eyes because
that's
I was scared
scary.
The whole time.
It
was
I know the really twist.
Scary. But what did you want to say about it?
Well, I was just going to say that it's so like,
oh my God. Sorry. I was just watching the funniest show. Have you ever seen Review?
No.
It is the funniest show I've ever seen in my life.
Really?
Andy Daly.
It?
It's with Andy. Sorry. You wanted to talk about Shutter
really
Island,
like,
but you said the
but
twist.
You guys aren't like, yeah. Don't know about it.
I'll watch it and then we can talk about it. Or do a...
Totally.
Oh, yeah.
Well, what were you going to say? Because what if it is like true to us?
No, it's not good.
Okay. This show is so funny.
Wait, what is
and
the
there was
show?
A joke that where he reviews stuff. He's so funny. He reviews stuff that like people experience in real life. Mm-hmm. And one of the things he reviewed was being racist, and he really goes like full beef with it, but in a way that I don't really know how someone who's not white would experience it, but I thought it was really funny. And just the joke at the end is he's like, and just like in The Sixth Sense, it was revealed to me that just like, I wish I wasn't talking about it. Like someone else in Germany was like, in The Sixth Sense, he was racist the whole time. Anyway, it makes more sense if you watch the whole episode. It is so funny. You have to watch.
Okay,
you're going
wreck.
To love it. It's like the most perfect jokes.
Are you serious?
Every episode. And then they're 20 minutes. So you like,
I can't wait.
With candy, you're like...
It's just a little candy.
Right. It really makes
amazing.
Like, just
I actually
perfect
haven't
writing.
Seen The Sixth Sense either.
Oh, Natalie, you
Toni
must.
Collette is
really?
In it.
Toni Collette is awesome. She's a sleeper hit in it.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen Muriel's Wedding?
Yes. That
That's
movie
awesome.
Is amazing.
You've got to watch it. Toni Collette is awesome. And I
that
love a girl
really
who fluctuates.
Surprising.
Is Toni Collette in Her Shoes?
I never seen that.
What do you mean?
Don't even know what it is. Sounds fake. Natalie, you're making up
about,
weird little movies. Stop it.
Why do you think about Muriel's Wedding? Okay. Muriel's Wedding, it starts and you're like, oh, this is going to be like a comedy, like lighthearted, whatever. And then it's like so devastating, so funny, real. Like, it's a great movie.
And Toni Collette is an amazing actress. And it's nice to hear her with her real accent. Because
yes.
She never
Which
gets to let
Australian.
It shine. Yeah. And
pretty sure she's in Her Shoes.
Okay, I believe it.
It's that basically like the point of the movie is there's one pretty sister and one like funny looking sister. And
which one is she?
She's a funny looking one.
Right.
Yeah. Is that track?
Yeah.
She used to be heavier and I think people were like, she's hideous. But now she's slimmer.
Although I actually
people
think
like,
she's
skinny in horror movies.
I think she does wear a fat suit in Muriel's Wedding.
No, that's all her.
Oh, okay.
I look close.
Weird.
Okay. No, but I know there's a thing where it's like, I think she put on weight for
maybe,
it.
Maybe.
Like, I think that is actually.
I'd believe that. I would love to get a role where they're like, put on weight.
Right.
Because I would, or actually, I actually do feel like that's asked of me without anyone saying sometimes. But, or like, I feel like I would definitely be more successful if I was like way bigger. Or way smaller, but
people
the
say that,
size
like
I'm at
size.
Makes no sense to the media. Right. And on camera just doesn't read as anything.
I don't think that's invisible. True, Rachel. Yeah. That's not true.
No, I swear to God, I show up totally invisible. they don't even know how to light it.
I feel like that's like an evil thing that like company people say.
Yeah.
But it like is not true.
Or I'm just like, maybe I'm just like, it couldn't possibly be that I'm not talented or something. It has to be that I weigh a weird amount.
I think you're actually talented and you look amazing.
Girl. Yeah, okay, me too. Awesome.
Period.
Let's do our ideas. Oh, yeah. Remember about those?
Okay, and you brought in yours.
I bring in some ideas, yes.
Do indeed. You want, who do you want to have read them?
I don't really care.
Yeah, you hand it to Natalie.
I didn't mean to do that.
Okay. You take it, Charlie.
No, you take
it. You
guys
have a history.
All right, I'll take
yes!
it.
Yes!
You actually were read both those.
You're going to...
Yeah. And you can just like switch off and like just go ahead and pick in between.
Okay, should I do Rachel's first one?
Yeah.
All right, I want to say something. And this is honestly genuine and true, but something changed in my life where I, and Natalie, can I speak for you as well here?
Right.
That I've been going to see a lot more theater. And I'm having an amazing time doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was kind of off my radar for a while, and I've been having so much fun. And so what a treat that we are being basically sponsored by TodayTix,
mm-hmm.
which is a fabulous way to get tickets to shows, just kind of classic style, but also you can get rush tickets on TodayTix, cheaper tickets. It's just a really fun night out with your friends. Kind of you can do like high and expensive, like we're going to go see a big, brilliant Broadway show, whatever. Or you can do like kind of a little weird experimental off Broadway. Like they kind of have it all. It's fabulous. It's fun. There's nothing better. Something about theater. It's so fun to like see a show. And then later you walk out and you get to be like, so. Like,
right.
Whether it's good or bad or a mix, whatever. Like who's like, it's just a rich, fun thing to talk about.
And it's a great present.
It's a great present.
Then you get to experience something with the other person.
Yes, exactly.
And make a memory. Mm-hmm. And it's not just like,
yeah.
you know, a hat or whatever.
That's right.
They've got tickets to shows on Broadway and the West End and in other cities across the country and around the world. And you can book a show in advance or, this is key, be spontaneous and check out what's on for tonight.
Hey, what did we see recently? You saw Wicked.
I saw Wicked.
I'm about
that
to see
Wicked. That was amazing.
Yeah.
And...
Oh my God, I've actually seen so much. I've seen a lot of Sondheim, famously.
Great.
Recently.
List them.
Last year, Sign to the Woods. More recently, I saw Sweeney Todd,
mm-hmm.
which I loved.
TodayTix gives you access to exclusive pre-sales, lotteries, and specially priced rush tickets.
Mm-hmm. So go to todaytix.com/exploration and use promo code exploration to get $20 off your first TodayTix purchase. That's promo code exploration at todaytix.com/exploration. todaytix.com/exploration. You know what? I think you guys are going to really use this one. $20 off a ticket is kind of awesome. And that's the price basically of like you get a drink or two before the show. How fabulous is that? So check it out. Remember in 2018 when Border Patrol separated thousands of refugee kids from their parents, deported the parents back to their home countries while keeping the kids in the United States? Well, believe it or not, 6 years later, there are hundreds of families who still have not been reunified.
Although we as a community may feel hopeless at times, I recently learned about an organization called Al Otro Lado, which works to reunify families. They provide holistic, legal, and humanitarian support to refugees, deportees, and other migrants in the U.S. and Tijuana through a multidisciplinary, client-centered, harm reduction-based practice.
Since 2018, they've reunified over 100 refugee families ripped apart by Trump's zero-tolerance policy. Once reunited, Al Otro Lado helps each family to find legal representation, housing, and the counseling that they need in order to heal and get on their feet. We can't let family separations go on. If you're like me and believe that all families belong together, then join me in supporting Al Otro Lado and donate today.
You can find the link to donate to Al Otro Lado in the description of this episode or go to gum.fm/charity and donate today. You can also consider volunteering with the organization, which offers opportunities that are both in-person and virtual. The best way to get involved is by filling out an application on their website at elotrolado.org/volunteer.
Only what is there?
Okay, so for this, and sorry it's written like that, but what it means to me is because with my brain, sometimes I come to things that other people have been saying for 100 years at like a totally different direction, like it's like backwards or something. And so this is like basically just gratitude, but I didn't realize that was what I was doing. But I was like, I kept getting really mad about, sorry for talking so much,
no.
but I kept getting so like mad about stuff that I didn't have and just being so jealous and like feeling grumpy all the time. And then I was like, wait a second, I do have this stuff. And this stuff is really nice and it's totally fine. I'm not like, I'm so grateful. I'm not like sitting there just like feeling like the glow of heaven. When I think about it, but I'm like, that stuff rocks. And so as long as I'm just focusing on the stuff that's there, I'm happy.
Not like, the stuff that doesn't exist.
Only what is there.
Gratitude journey, I always was like, this feels like I'm like being fake because I'm like, I'm so thankful for my family, but I'm like, I'm not even near them and I don't talk to them that much. Like, I love them so much, but I'm like scared they're going to die. So this is stressful.
No, you're so right that actually I think with gratitude journaling, and you have a good bit about this, Natalie, like the thing of like, it becomes like an archive of like all the things you're terrified of losing.
Especially
because you go like highest order, like that's your instinct is like, I'm so grateful. I have housing, like my health. And actually, like, a way to do it is the more immediate stuff of like, I like got this thing today and it like worked better than I thought it would.
Like, I love my Bose noise canceling headphones.
Yeah.
They're the best thing I own in the world.
Right, are you serious?
Yeah.
Why is it so good?
I just like not having to hear stuff. And I didn't have them for so long, so I was hearing stuff while I was listening to stuff. And it's like, oh my God, this is like, I didn't realize I was maybe autistic. And then suddenly I like can block out half the world and I'm like, you're so happy.
It's like awesome.
Wow, yeah, that's cool. It is like a funny thing. Like, there's stuff that like you can like know about, know it's like an idea, but you have to like learn it for yourself.
Like, or just like, and also, and sorry to go back, but it's like, I see so much stuff that I want all the time. And like people getting stuff where I'm like, I didn't even realize that I wanted to be on that show. And now I'm like, fuck, I wish I was on that show or something. And then now I'm like, well, I got to do this show and I'm really happy I did it. Instead of like, and that's just so much
nicer. That's kind of cool. How did you come to that?
I think I was at a breaking point.
Really?
And I was like, I might start murdering people if I don't like, because I was just like, and also I was like, I was realizing how it was stopping me from getting the stuff I wanted, because I was just like Little Miss Bitter Bitch. And I was like walking around with like a chip on my shoulder, Miss Grumpy.
Yeah.
And like practically boiling anytime someone like was experiencing positive experiences. And so I was just like, that sucks. Why would anyone want to give me anything or be around me at all? Like, I'm sucking ass.
That's kind of like a other huge people realization. Just, like,
being such bitter bitches. And I'm like,
bitterness. If you, you actually like have get to be, you have to avoid it.
Yes.
It's actually like, and it's really hard sometimes.
It's
like
poison.
It's really, really hard. Bitterness is so intoxicating.
Totally. But it can, as soon as you notice it, or someone is like, hey, you're being like awful to be around and it's not you.
Yeah.
It is so helpful. And then you can like kind of expel it from your
system. Did you have that? Like a friend, like.
I think I just was experiencing a lot of people like being mad at me or like not wanting to be around me. And I was just like, what's going on? I think I'm being awful. And then I was like, oh, I am being awful. And it's because I'm like full of like
negative feelings,
hate, all the like bad ones.
It's and really then, hard, like having like negative emotions and like feeling like there's nowhere to put them or something.
Yeah. Well, also it feels sometimes it's like there's a kind of work that goes into like, you know, the discipline of your thoughts, right? That like,
but it is possible. Which it's is possible. Such
you
a
do
miracle.
It. You just have to, and also it gets easier the more you do it, and the more practice you are at it. But it's you can do it.
Yeah.
But it's also work. It's like it is work to be like, because you hear and the things so anyway, and you're like, no, you know what? Like, actually, like, never mind about that. Yeah. Like.
I recently had to like, I was just being so negative, self-talks, whatever. And so I had to just, every time it was happening, I had to, because saying something nice, like it felt like so uncomfortable to me that I had to say something that was like so insane that I could like stop my thoughts and then kind of make myself like laugh at how stupid I was being. So I was like, I'm the most amazing genius girl in the whole universe. I'm like, princess, like whatever. Like, you have to like use like really extreme stuff to stop the self-talk. Because if I'm just like, I am good. I am not like.
It's like you're like, well, that's gonna get blown out of the water.
I'm the greatest girl in the entire universe. Everyone's obsessed with me. Like, that's like just so much more like fun to put in my brain.
Right. And it's like, when people make extreme statements like that, you do kind of believe it. You know, it's like, oh shit, really? And if it's about yourself, you're kind of like, fuck, okay.
Right.
Maybe that's true.
Right.
Also, I don't agree with his politics, but I will say the way that Donald Trump speaks about himself is awesome.
It's like very,
I think
like,
he's just so like confident positive. Girl boss.
I haven't like heard him talk in like a really, really, really long
time. Totally. And I don't really wish to again, but I do like he's a successful guy, I would say. And he really did make it work because he's just like, I'm incredible. I'll be the best president. Like, he just talks in such weird, childish ways. With that.
Yeah, totally. That it works. Though it does seem like there's so much, like, self-hatred, like, right underneath the surface there, which is kind of scary.
Right. Well, I wonder if, like, the way that that is it's, like, that's a good first step out of it, and then you can get to a place that's, like, right. a little more measured, you know.
Of course, and of course.
Where you're, like...
We all hope to be there.
I don't know. This comes up sometimes with, like, hotness, like... maybe I don't need to talk about this, but I will. Like, I don't know. I have friends who, like, so clearly, like, reckon so hard with, like, how, like, attractive they are. And it's, like, you know, they'll be like, oh, fuck, I'm so ugly. And then they're like, no, I'm actually so fucking gorgeous. I'm the most gorgeous person ever. And it's, like.
Maybe you're in the middle.
Right? Yeah. It's, like, you know what? Like, you're actually, like, kind of in the middle. Like, thank God. You know what I mean? Like, being, like, so hot. Life. Right. Like, totally. That's, like, being kicked in the head. Like, it's not normal. It's not good. Like,
it's bad. You get alienated from
You get
everything.
Totally alienated. Like, no you are normal. You. And it's fine. Like, what a blessing. Like,
right.
It's actually
and
okay.
Most people want to fuck you. Like, that's awesome. Yeah. Well, or the people you want to fuck you. It's like, I'm not trying to fuck like the dad from Freaky Friday, the most gorgeous man in the world. I'm trying to fuck like normal people I see on the street. Definitely. And I'm like, I think they would want me too.
Yeah.
Right. It's like this thing of like, oh my God, like, but this random person that I could want to fuck like doesn't want to fuck me. It's like,
it's probably because your like vibe sucks or something. You know, it's like never how you look.
It's
like,
no, it's true. Well, it's all like weird. It's 99% like smell.
Yeah.
Right.
And just
literally.
Like not smell that you can control, like pheromones or whatever. Like,
or just not wanting to deal with you after. It's right. Like, I don't want to deal with how you'll be to me afterwards. Right.
You don't want to come to my house, hear all my little rules. Like,
you don't get to see my little room.
Wait, I feel like this is like so fucking obvious, but was a really helpful thing for me. And sorry, this is so obvious, but like, so helpful for me to realize that it's okay to not get what you want.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And there are times where it's like, I would get so frustrated. I'm like, I want this thing. And it could be like an object, an achievement, like someone's affection or attention or whatever. And you get so fixated and spiral on it. And you're just like, why am I not? What does it mean that I'm not getting it? Da, 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 da. And then it's like, you know what? Actually, like, you just don't always get what you want. And, like, you learn to sit with that feeling of, like, I want it. I'm not going to get it. Mm-hmm. And not, like, I want it. I have to attend to that desire. And I have to resolve it. Mm. Like, that feeling is so uncomfortable. But just to sit in the kind of casual discomfort of, like, shoot, like, I want that. I'm not going to get it. Maybe, and I think most people kind of already knew that. But for me, it took a long time.
You were, like, I think as a child, an overachiever and, like, such a winner. And then, like, I'm sure for so long, all you wanted was, like, go to an Ivy League school and, like, be a success and stuff.
Yeah.
And so I'm sure, like, getting that, you're like, I get everything I want whenever, or something
like
that.
Yes,
like,
I have that attitude a little bit where it's, like,
or
I can.
Really, but, like, I'm sure that, like, set a precedent where it's, like, I wanted it so bad, I got it, I'm a getter.
Yeah,
you know, like, I was kind of a fuck up as a child, I would say, or just constantly not getting stuff. So I was like, oh yeah, I guess I just don't get stuff. Or like when I was 14, I was like, I'll never be on Broadway. And so I like kind of changed my career trajectory from there.
What did you change it when you were 14?
I just realized, I was like, you know what, I'm not very good at dancing, and I don't know that I have star power in the way that you need to be an ingenue. And so I shift everything.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like, if I had been really good as a child at anything, I think I would like, it's a lesson that you just
it's
have to learn
curse.
At different
I
times.
Really
you
think...
need to learn it sooner or later.
Yes.
I think outside achievement, like outside your inner like life or whatever as a kid is like a massive curse.
Right.
Like,
yes.
There's no like winner of something as a child who's not like insanely odd.
I think
it's really hard
to
any
like
exceptionality is like
totally.
Just
totally.
Go ahead and like
also
back
then
in the
you're
media.
Alienated because people really do not like you if you win as a child. Mm-hmm. And like it's still something that I reckon with as an adult where I'm like scared of being successful because I'm like people will get mad at me and I won't have friends anymore. Because when I was a kid, anytime I like was outstanding at anything, people were like, fuck Rachel, she thinks she's better than us, blah, blah, blah. Because they were all just like jealous or whatever.
Well, what
and so
like,
I was, like,
arenas
I never
was
that
happening
again.
In? Like,
I like became, I got tapped senior prefect, which was like the entire school nominates
what
you.
What school was this, by
this
the way?
This was a boarding school in Connecticut that Lana Del Rey went to. And Ted Danson and KT Tunstall.
I don't know.
She did Suddenly I See.
Oh.
And Seth MacFarlane. Okay. But
wait, that squad.
Wow.
Down.
It was awesome.
That's crazy.
I can't wait to get us all in a room together one day. We're going to have a lot to chat about. Kent.
I heard of that.
Mm-hmm. It's okay if you haven't. It's not a very good school.
I have.
And Natalie, you don't have to pretend that you've heard of Kent.
Did. Stop. You're just being like,
or I actually you're embarrassing I've been yourself. To Kent, Connecticut.
It's awesome.
It's very like rural.
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's and they had like a Gilmore Girls pop up there because it's so similar to that town.
What do you mean a Gilmore Girls pop up?
They did like a like reunion something or like a thing where it's like just experience Gilmore, or it's like a fan link up or something that was like hosted by Gilmore Girls.
Oh, the girls.
IP. Or mm-hmm. something. It was
I believe
like,
it.
It was like copyrighted.
They had a Gilmore Girls activation.
Yes, exactly.
That's great.
There was a mixer.
totally fabulous.
But why was I mentioning that? Oh, yeah. I got Taps to be Wrecked, which was like yeah. everyone wanted to be it. Yeah. And mostly like the girls who were there freshman year. I got in sophomore year. So I was like kind of like poisoned since like I just had a mark on my back basically because yeah. like I wasn't like the real deal. Mm-hmm. But the girls who'd been there the whole time, like they kind of expected it because yeah. that's historically how it happened. It was like if you were there 4 years, you had the time to prove yourself as an upstanding citizen of the school.
Lord Almighty.
And a leader and like a member of so many clubs, et cetera. Right. Anyway, so I got tapped because I'm like awesome. And again, everywhere I go, basically, I am able to influence people
right.
and make friends.
You win hearts and minds.
Yeah,
like, pretty
I'm like
fast.
The Dale Carnegie of like being chill. But I was like, I wasn't good at school or whatever, but I was so likable, and I was like friends with the younger kids and the older kids. Kids in my grade really didn't get me or whatever, but the younger kids were obsessed with me, and the older kids looked at me as like a prodigy, I suppose. And so I got tapped. But then everyone in my grade was just like furious
right,
with me
because they wanted it.
Yeah, and so
that's
I just like
so
lost a lot of friends.
Oh.
Wait, that's so also like being in a closed system where you're like. Everybody endows meaning with this thing, and then outside of the system, it's like I can only imagine how important it was to be senior prefect.
Yeah,
and also, like no
to
offense,
be clear,
but like to
I was
us, that didn't matter at all.
No.
Right, right, exactly. Right. Like the
and
actual
a cop.
Job.
I got to sit in on disciplinary committee, though. That was fucking awesome because I was extremely
Pierce,
powerful. Yeah, and it shouldn't have been because everyone I was the other prefects were all like drug freaks and like really bad guys and like really really bad girls.
But this happens all the time when I'm
really
like
bad guys and really
I was like
really
the only
girls.
Person with like a conscience in the student council.
Like
that sounds hard.
Yeah,
you're
it
like
was,
I'm gonna change the system
it was hard,
from the inside
no,
out.
You cannot do that.
You can't.
You legit can't.
So peer discipline is like they're like
it was
it's like gossip central.
Yes.
Like they're like you did this.
Yes. So what would happen was on Thursday nights we would receive an email, or like Wednesday we would receive an email that tomorrow night we would have to have a disciplinary hearing, and we would go. There were no teachers there, which I think is insane. And we go to the headmaster's study, which looks exactly like it sounds like it would,
Hogwarts.
With like a lot of wood. Mm-hmm. And we would sit like all around in a U shape, and someone would sit on the fireplace. And have to explain what they did, and we would question them however we chose to do
Wait,
so.
Wait, was it only students, or were there also...
No authority figures, no teachers, and it was
They're trying
the
to, like,
worst
endow
kids
you with...
in my grade. I'm serious. And it was crazy. One time a kid got caught smoking an e-cig, and one of the boys... I want to say his name so bad, but I won't. He pulled out his own e-cig, and he was like, "Why did you do it?" And this kid was like... on the verge of tears, like a like Korean kid who was like, "My parents are furious with me." Like it just was so toxic.
That's horrible.
But I didn't really say or do anything to change it because I was scared.
Sure.
And so
if you had a time machine, I guess.
Yeah, I guess I would go back and do the right thing now.
That's so funny that and then it's like everyone in the school is like, "God, I can't believe Rachel gets to be on the thing."
And I'm like sitting
like,
there like terrified
this
and
whole
it's
thing
like,
is warped and weird
yeah,
and bad.
Yeah,
like,
it was really uncomfortable and
really scary.
Yeah. And there was one where it was like a really upsetting sexual assault thing where
oh
we should
God.
Not have had access to, like we shouldn't have been
yeah.
in on that. And it was like everyone was friends with the boy and no one liked the girl, and I was just like, "This is a nightmare."
Oh
anyway.
My God. That's horrible.
Whoa. Okay, I'm going to read some of yours.
Okay.
Who should I... I don't remember who gave me which.
So do just whatever you feel.
Okay,
yeah.
So... Salad Plate City Bike. What's
okay,
that?
Okay, and that's mine. Salad Plate City Bike.
I feel like this, City Bike makes like a really strong
yeah.
showing on
Wait,
this
by the way,
podcast.
We talked about that once. You brought up City Bike Red Noise, which
oh,
is...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I actually didn't know what it was.
What's
or I
that?
Thought I did, but when you're unlocking a City Bike and sometimes it's like... this like grinding metal sound.
Yeah.
And then it like gives you the green light even after that. And you're like, what had to
what
happen?
What was the drama?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And now I get it.
And you've had it since?
Yes. And now I'm like, this is just like Natalie said, it's like totally weird. Like, it's funny that it's like, it's sounding so bad.
Right.
Or it actually really sounds like the city bike is like in so much pain.
Yeah.
It's like, and like
ripping its guts out. Yeah.
Here. You're like, oh my God, like, it's okay. Like, I don't need it that bad.
Right.
If it's hurting you that much, like, I don't want
it. Yeah.
Wait, that's funny. The original idea was that as a metaphor of like, you never know what's going to happen.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, was when you hear that noise, you're like, I mean, obviously, it's not going to give me this bike.
Right.
Like, it's going to give me the red light. Like, this bike is not okay. And then it's like,
yeah,
no problem.
You're like, okay. It really struggles
for
it.
But that's funny, too. Like, don't kill yourself. Like, I just wanted the bike.
It's a funny idea of someone... That's actually like you like serving coffee at your restaurant.
Or it's a piece of me.
Right. You're like, someone's like, hey, could I get like just an oat milk latte? And you're like,
argh! It comes from, just so you know, that's my flesh and blood.
Right.
Like Jesus. Right. So you sure you still want
it? Yeah, let me just go ahead and rip you, like take out a knife.
You're, I'm like sobbing as the oat like pours from my shaky hand.
Yeah. It's like that girl who did that like thing and people are allowed to like cut her shirt and her hair.
Oh, yeah. Maria Abramovich.
Right.
Maria Abramovich.
Oh, yes, that's right. Marina.
And she would just lie there and she was like, do what you want to me. Right. Like, just trusting like, humans.
That's performance art. Okay, salad plate city bike. Is that what it is? Mm-hmm. Okay, this is like two kind of concepts. They're the same. A salad plate is the idea where it's like, I never want to have salad from a plate. And I often find that when you order a salad at a restaurant, unless it's like a salad-ery.
Oh, my God.
They're always putting it on a plate. And I'm like, this is... Or it's like... You've overfilled this, and then you've put dressing. I can't mix this.
Charlie, you've never been more right in your legit life.
That's so true.
I know, like, and I'm always like...
It sucks.
I'm like...
And it feels so...
Haven't you lived your life? Like, haven't you eaten this? It's like, make this pleasant.
Think about what you would want to do.
Also, can I say... Put yourself in my shoes. Yeah. For salad, it's like, it is so embarrassing to be eating a salad and like the fork never catches all the stuff. And so my pitch is like to change to chopsticks just for salads.
Mm.
Oh, I know it doesn't really make sense, but it's like,
I hear you.
For some of the stuff, like it's so much easier to grab with like kind of claws. Or like,
like a spoon.
Or just a duo action.
I think chopsticks is a good idea. I think that's a great point, Charlie. Like, what am I, like a hamster? Like, why am I eating a plate of salad?
A plate of salad, and it's like, it's just like, this isn't how, you haven't mixed this.
Yeah.
So how am I supposed to mix this on this plate, or even a very full bowl?
That I'm not relating to. Like, I feel like it's usually mixed already.
No. Very often you're getting a salad that's unmixed, and it's on a plate or in a very full bowl, and you're like, I need to mix this, which is fine.
Or if they put stuff on top and you like want to smudge it around.
Right, exactly. Yeah. I'm like, I don't want to just be eating all the chicken right now. I want the chicken to be like kind of suffused throughout the salad. I want like an osmotic action with the chicken and the salad. Percent.
Okay, like,
thank you.
Your tongue's on fire.
And so I guess this is the thing of like,
but
I sometimes assume. So exactly.
Okay,
I'm actually
about
to make a really powerful connection. You kind of assume sometimes in life that you're just like, if you are presented with a problem enough, naturally it'll be solved. And so that could mean like in your life you're just like, oh, like naturally things tend towards being fixed, but it's just not true. And I find this with city bike because I'm often using city bike and being like, this design is really bad.
Yeah.
And I have two examples
there's
with city
bike. There's never enough places to park at McCarran Park.
Right. Oh my God, right. It's like there's some where it's consistent. I'm thinking about the interface.
Never had to
this
do that.
Bothers me a lot. We're on city bike, it's like, okay, you can either like scan with your phone, which often doesn't work, no problem. I get that. They have numbers, right? And it's like a 7-digit number, 3-4-digit number. Like a 3-digit number dash a 4-digit number. When you put it into your phone, the dash isn't there. And so you're like, is this the right number? Like, it should look like how it looks on the thing. That's a really simple fix.
Yeah.
And it's just like, people use this all the time. I'm definitely right. Where like, it should be matched. And that happens a bunch actually in design stuff where it's like, I'm not sure this is the right thing because like...
It's not exact.
There's actually like always a million numbers. And so... I've talked about this sometimes on the podcast where they're like, put in your account number and then you look in the form, you're supposed to find it and it says like identification number. And you're like, that's what you mean? Like call it the same thing.
Right.
There's a million numbers. Like I need you to use the exact, I need it to look the exact
and
same
when
to
you
be
start
sure.
Putting in, it's like they know their system so well and like you don't know
right,
it. So
right.
It's like there's one number that has like letters in it and there's one that's just like a 5.
Right. Sometimes they punish you. They're like, we said number. No letters, sweetie.
Right.
And you're like, I'm not like engaging
with this
every day.
What's your account number? You're like H, and they're like, so no.
They're
like try again.
I said sorry. Like I said number. And then another thing. This is like, what sometimes you unlock a city bike and they only have electric ones, And so what they'll do is they'll be
you
like,
don't
okay.
have to pay.
Well, they'll give you the option. And they'll the two options read free with limited assist. And the other one says free, then 20 minutes, 20 cents per minute. And so I'm like, right.
For so how long?
Indefinitely, as long
no,
as you
No, but
write
for
it.
How long free? Free, then.
They mean, they say free to unlock. And then 20. And I'm like, that's, don't, just say 20 cents per minute.
Yeah.
Don't say free to unlock. Like, I'm just reading the two frees. Mm-hmm. And it's like, this is really
that
bad design.
So
it's really
creepy.
Hard for me to, it's just like, it's a thing where I'm like, this could be really easy if you just like wrote this in text.
Stuff where it's like you need the information really fast, but there's so much stuff like that.
Yeah.
I feel like that's like such a weird copy, like a design thing.
Yes, it's
thing,
like a copy.
Where it's like this is something that you need in a hurry.
Right.
And they've made it so hard.
Okay,
to
you know what else
out.
Is like this?
What?
Whenever you go, when you're signing up for a new thing on your phone, and your phone is like, you're trying to put in a password, you're like signing up, and your phone is like, oh my God, wait, like I just came up with this really fun password for you. Z74X129311 4H11-! And you're like, so I'm not
and
gonna remember.
Like, do you
that.
Love it?
Right. And then you click the button. You're like, oh,
they're like,
my.
You can
they're like,
it if you don't like it, but
yeah.
I made it up.
Right.
So
right, exactly. It's like, I'm not gonna trust you. Like, I want to be able to remember my own
oh,
password.
Oh, I always do those.
Really?
Yeah.
And then
it
you
remembers because it's your face.
Oh. It's not my face.
Yeah, like once you say that, yeah. It's like save, and then it's like save with like face ID.
But what if my face gets all busted?
Yeah,
up?
I'm not. I don't trust that. Like, I'm like, I need to know my passwords. And so then, if you press the button that says like, no, like I want to do something else, five options come up that are actually totally not parsable, and it's like, you're like, what the fuck am I supposed to do here? Mm. And it's the one that's like create new password is like one of five options, but they all read almost exactly like create new password, but only one of them is the right one.
Okay, but can I just say one thing?
Yes.
Sure.
It's very easy to sit here and say like, this should be worded better, this should be worded better.
Right.
But have you ever had to word something?
Oh right. My God, it's a nightmare.
It's not that easy always.
It's
like,
really
sometimes
hard.
There
oh, by
is
the way,
like subtle
because
differences.
Because there's all the options
in
the universe.
Yeah, and like, it is like confusing sometimes, like if you ever have to send like a logistical email or whatever and it's like you need people to like respond about one thing by a certain date and like select a different
yes.
And you're like,
and you don't want to be pushy,
it has to be really clear, but like it's not.
No, I really
so,
do get that,
you know?
However, that's your job. Like, I'm not going to give tech companies you and I I'm going to give us a pretty wide berth on figuring out that kind of stuff, because we're just people.
But if you paid someone to copyright, which is apparently a job that's like no one wants to hire me for, even though I think I would slay at it.
Right.
Okay,
right.
Wait, that's a PSA.
Right.
Yeah, so if
you
anyone out there is hiring,
job,
please,
yeah.
For the love of legit God, can you give me just, like, even a shred of a
I'm
job?
Thinking you've
this
totally
is a very
had all these insights and stuff to say about copywriting. Like, you totally know it. You
I
can
know.
Do it.
Yeah.
And I love thinking about, like, syntax, et cetera.
Right, right.
I'm a strunken white freak.
Right.
What
it's
is
by
that?
My bedside. It was just the Elements of Style was written by those two guys.
You're
one of
crazy.
Them wrote
by my bedside.
Charlotte's Web. He's a
oh,
weird
yeah, E.B.
guy.
White.
Yeah, he
oh,
loves
that's right.
And how they all come together.
Charlotte
so I'm not going to give it to like in like these overpaid tech freaks. It's like,
okay.
And actually, okay, John Early has this really funny bit in his special about like when an app is asking you if it's like if it's allowed to track all your data and stuff.
Right.
The thing that comes up is the two options are allow. And then the other one is ask app not to track.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like,
Obviously,
it's like, that's the most fucking confusing. You're like, ask app not to track. And that's so
right.
deliberate. Like, they want you to just be like,
allow.
Like, yeah. Whatever it is, like, allow. And
also, it's like, you can ask, but then maybe it still will. Like,
right, exactly.
There's no clarity
so
there.
It's such
like,
a,
it's like
a
we'll
hard,
see what we can
that
do.
That one feels
like,
deliberately really hard to parse.
Yeah.
It's like, they're putting it in a way where you're like, okay, so we're going to give, and this is his insight, all of this, but like, that they're like making it the most difficult to parse syntax so that they just give you all their.
I have to say, like, I just didn't have, I don't find that about that.
You,
like, I always press ask app not to track.
But is it because you've like know now, like you've trained yourself, that, or like the first time you saw ask app not to track, you're like,
yeah.
Right, I'm going to ask app not to track.
Yeah. I thought the interesting
really?
Part is that it's ask. Like,
oh,
it
really?
Is kind of like,
I still,
you, don't
that's
get,
so
you really don't have a say. Like, it's
yeah.
like, put in your request for days off and
whoa.
We'll see what we can do. Like, it's
yeah.
like,
right.
ask, you can ask the app, but like,
the app's in
but
charge.
That's
the
like,
the app has.
What if
data.
It was just like, don't track? Like, then I'm like, don't track. That I understand immediately.
Also, there's no way they don't track because, of course, they do.
Right.
They
but
see everything.
It has to be in your don't track is like the action of the app.
No, because I'm saying allow. I allow, I like, oh, right, I guess it's like I ask it not to, but like, I don't know, it's like I say don't track. I say allow. It works.
I say allow?
Yeah. I say that I'm going to allow it.
It's like Simon says,
no, it's like they're asking you, they're like, what do you want to do? And I'm like, allow. Or I'm like, you know what, don't track.
It should be allow or don't allow.
Right. Right. That's easy. By the way, it's I'm just saying there's actually a million, or he's saying, there's a million clearer things mm-hmm. that like, it's it, to me, it's like that is, you're giving it, it's like 8 words.
Yeah.
It's very hard to understand that.
I saw something the other day for some like random ass website I was on when they were mm-hmm. saying, when it's like accept all cookies or
yeah.
whatever.
Yeah.
It was like the thing that popped up was like, we respect your privacy, and then a bunch of small texts, and then it was like accept.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like, just accept trust the idea that we respect your privacy,
right?
Like,
right,
you know
right,
what I mean?
Exactly.
Like, we respect
yeah.
your privacy. Do you right. accept that?
Right.
And I'm like, of course. Yeah, like you are heard, you are yeah. seen, and I appreciate that. No. But then I just had like a memory of like, I know this isn't what this is trying to say to me, but mm-hmm. anyways, I do have to accept the cookies because I need to hear what you're trying to say.
Yeah, right.
I wonder what the website was. I'm going to all kinds of websites.
I love going to a new kind of website.
There's totally. Not so many of those.
I know. They used to be so fun.
Websites
they
are
used
like
to
over. Be more. It's yeah. not like that anymore.
It's not a boom. Not the
I went
com.
To a website. I was looking up food that was in the movies from the Oscars mm-hmm. to see if there should be any themed snacks.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. I love when people do that stuff.
And it was on a website that was like
oh, yeah, yeah.
adorable.
Yeah.
Yesterday I had to go to a karaoke bar to hang out with Claire O'Kane to do a mm-hmm. photo shoot mm-hmm. for her fun. Album.
Cool.
And there was
oh wait, you're an amazing photographer.
Amazing photographer.
Yeah.
Can you believe?
The pictures yeah. you uploaded, I'm like, fuck.
Yeah, thanks.
Really
and there's
good.
Everyone
and
looks
I'm
only
so
getting better
good.
Every time, basically.
Are you like getting paid to do that by people? Like
yeah,
you guys
basically
want pictures on you
now,
should hit
I realized I was awesome at it and I realized that
yeah,
I don't want to be
so
a barista.
Good at it. Yeah.
Thanks. Mm-hmm. But the website was awesome. It was mm-hmm. all like clicky buttons, etc.
A nice click.
Yeah. When you
the website
push.
Of what?
It was the karaoke like oh. song list oh. and it was so beautiful.
Cool.
Oh yeah.
Should we Wait. Go favorite website? Like
yeah, but I want to finish my there was another thing I wanted to
oh,
say
yeah,
about my
yeah.
idea.
Oh been. Yeah, sorry. And then we have to get to a Natalie idea.
Yeah, yeah. yeah. We'll
but we
to
might
that.
Only
or
get
more.
Through like one of
yeah,
each.
Okay.
Or no, like
we'll
one of ours
Rachel's.
And I'll do
yeah,
all
yeah,
yours. Yeah. Just that I think it's helpful to realize the last thing I'll say about it, that like we might have this assumption that things will just passively get better.
Mm.
This applies in so many areas. I think about it often with like house stuff where it's like, I'll just naturally find the systems that like will work. And it's like, no, you can live with an unideal, like kind of half working thing for a long time unless you actively are like, I'm going to improve this.
Yeah. Mm.
And you just see that in like, I'm like, oh, certainly someone will speak up to City Bike and be like, fix this design thing because this is like not good. Mm-hmm. But nobody will and they won't
also
fix
the
it.
Also, thing where it's like, it's out in the weather. So there's a lot of like issues. And then mm-hmm. putting it in is such an aggressive, forceful thing that everyone does it wrong. Mm-hmm. And so mm-hmm. like when you're parking, it takes like 6 tries.
Yeah.
It's the heaviest thing. You have to get where you're going. Mm-hmm. And so everyone has like busted it up. And so no City Bike slides in.
Yeah.
Like,
now it's like you have to push the little
awesome
thing
if they were
up.
Like,
yeah.
This is a problem. Let's make it way easier mm-hmm. to slide your bike in because right. there right. has to be a better way.
Right. No, in some things it's like, okay, like, yeah, it'll take a long time. They are figuring it out. Like yeah. hardware stuff is hard.
And like we see with the subway taking so long to make like the slightest changes.
Totally. Right.
I know.
But
it's brutal.
I guess I'll believe yeah. it when I
but
see
But I'm trying
it
to be
stuff.
Empowered in my life to be like, all right, I'm sometimes like, I'll figure out yeah. like. What
well,
to do with my shoes when I come to the
house. Isn't
your
mom kind of like you grew up with like workaround stuff?
Yeah. I come from like a workaround. I mean,
no
I was
drag,
having,
but I mean like
no,
that.
No.
My family's a little bit like that too. Like it's like
right.
if you're going to not be like that, then you probably have to be like make a change.
Yes.
You know
that,
what I
yeah,
mean?
Yeah,
like
yeah. Some people are naturally, they're like, no, I like they know how to do it. But I go to my mom's house and I'm like, like the piles of shit. And it's not even like, it's like.
Not about messiness.
It's not messy. It's just like, oh, what? Like. The cookbooks are on the printer and on top of that is a basket with like hand towels and like in the basket of hand towels there's like a lemon and there's like a weird little like hand massager and like that's where all that stuff lives.
Iconic.
Right.
Right.
And I'm like, so what happened here? And my mom was like, I don't know. Like that's where this goes now. She just doesn't have
she's
like
a queen,
the instinct.
Right.
She's amazing in so many ways and me neither. Like I'm
but maybe
just...
she doesn't want it, you know, like
no, she does. She does. She's like, yeah, I wish I could live. Yeah, it's too bad.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
Totally.
You know what
I mean? I totally
she's
get
fine.
That.
Like, she's good.
Yeah. No, it's really
and
hard.
That's why it's. Right. Stays like that because it's like it's not bad. Like a gun pointed right. at your
no, exactly.
head.
No, exactly. It
like,
has to be urgent
to
enough.
Right.
Right. It literally is. It's like printer, bunch of cookbooks, basket. It has like a little bowl of change in the basket. It has like hand towels and there's also scissors.
Yeah.
And it's just like, so that's this kind of like pile of objects.
Yeah.
And you know, you can get all of it, but it's like, that's weird.
Well, you need a miscellaneous bin or area, but it's just like, it's really. Very tricky to manage where and how the miscellaneous objects shall be.
Right.
And when is the one day where you make the leap? Mm-hmm. Because that is hard to me. Like, what's the catalyst?
Why today?
Yes. It has to be like, oh, why today? And you just, it has to be today randomly.
I remember when I moved into my last apartment, there was like really gross fluorescent lighting in the living room. And when I moved in, I was like,
well, that's going to
change. Like, did you guys ever like want to change these lights? And they were like, oh, yeah, I guess, whatever. And I was shocked. Like, I was like, how could you live with lights like this in the living room? Like, I would never do that. And then I lived there for 2 years and I didn't change it. It just happened.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, it's just like, whatever. And it's just like, it's honestly cool because it's like, you just learn that, like,
that's
everyone is like valid.
Yeah. Totally.
You know?
Okay. No. May we go into a Natalie idea?
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite one that you wish to really?
I'm not sure what's on there.
And so let's do bow ties. What are your thoughts on
that? Yeah, well, I was watching the Oscars, which like maybe we were supposed to boycott, so sorry.
I don't think anybody
I don't really care.
Did people call for that?
Although I don't think it like somewhere.
Really? It didn't get a big enough movement in time to like
it didn't get to everyone. Well, anyways, I was watching it and I was it like kind of struck me like bow ties are like little bows.
Mm-hmm.
Like a little bow that
it's like
would,
kind
like,
of for a girl
go in like a girl's hair.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's
and
very cute.
It's very like cutesy wootsy. Uh-huh. And bows are kind of like in right now, so it's kind of like they're like around.
Right.
And like I'm a nanny, so like girls be having like bows in their hair.
Yeah, they love that.
Going to school with little bows in their hair.
That's cute.
And
I remember my first outfit for kindergarten, like exactly what I wore. It was this like amazing pattern purple dress and I got blue bows and I remember going to the store to pick it out and being like so excited. I was like, these are magic bows. They're starting my education journey. And like I love they were navy blue and I like felt so special and also normal. I was like, this is a normal girl thing to do. Even then I was like, I'm weird, but I'm gonna try and make it work.
I feel normal for one fucking day. That's so sweet and iconic. And it was the beginning of your educational journey.
And I don't really wear bows, but I wish I could bring them back in my
but the magic
experience.
You feel.
Yeah, definitely.
That's
anyway,
really
sorry.
Special. No.
But they are such
well,
a
I do
silly
think there's
thing.
So much fun stuff about like growing up, like you're like, I get to like do this thing that I saw.
Yes.
So you do want to like play the role and be normal.
That's
like
so
you're
true.
Like,
yeah.
I can
even
go
when
to
you're
middle school and
person.
Like have a locker.
Yeah. Right.
And you're like, this is my locker, this is my locker. And then you like get over it and then someone new comes in and they're like, a locker, and you're like, you'll get used to it.
Yeah.
And you're so jaded.
Totally.
Like, you're so simple for thinking that's cool.
Right.
Yeah, I've already got mine tricked out because I know how this
what's
stuff works.
What's a recent thing? I want like a recent like
version
of that.
Hard.
I remember before
off.
I ever had like a general meeting.
Oh, yeah.
I remember being like, I can't wait to have a general.
It's
like,
exciting.
You're like, oh, my God. Like, it's I'm so like exciting. A person. I'm like,
or like when you get a new piercing. Or like, it's like such a, whenever I like have a new thing that I'm really excited about, like the next morning when you wake up and you're like, I forgot I had this thing.
Yeah. Right.
Like when you get a piercing or like
literally.
A boyfriend or something. Like,
that's
you're
how
just
I
like,
feel about my Botox that I got.
Awesome. Let's see. God. Oh, my God, Natalie. That is amazing.
Thank you. I got it and woke up next morning like,
it's so exciting,
but it takes,
especially
it's
like a
still
physical
not, like,
change.
It's supposed to be seen yet.
Really?
It's setting in. It does take in. A couple
yeah.
days. When did you get it?
When?
Yeah.
Sunday.
Was it your first time getting it?
It, you get it?
Is. I got it one time because I was like, why not?
Yeah.
And it was so funny. I just kept making like insane faces because my forehead wouldn't
move
at all.
Totally.
I, but crazy. I did look not good. And I also like didn't like not being able to emote, but I also don't like the creases
I'm
in
sure
my forehead.
I won't like appreciate not being able to emote.
No, it's really
but
nice.
I just kind of had to try it.
It's really nice. And it's like fun to go to those places because they're like so excited to
it was,
have
like,
you
kind of less expensive
really
because it was in Boston.
Oh my God,
so that was like cool.
They're excited to have you.
Yes
I wouldn't have guessed that
because it's like they're
I
like
would
we are so that. Excited that you're starting this journey.
Yeah,
and you are going to love how you look. Like all of them are
well,
like such
kind of like
evangelists
salesmen. Like it's like
But I feel like the vibe I've heard like around that is sometimes it's like if you get like waxed, they're like annoyed at you. You know what I mean?
Oh, I think that's because they're in your crotch and it's hair. And right, that's like the most like, disgusting thing. Like, this, off. It's like they get to pretend to be nurses because they have a needle.
Right.
And they get to put it in your forehead and they're like, it's really tender to put a needle in someone's forehead. So I think there's like a maternal instinct that kicks in.
Right.
Or something.
No, totally.
And it's like, and it's always like a girl who's just like, really, this is her dream. Like, she's like, I just want people, like, they didn't want to go to surgery school. Mm-hmm. So they're like, I want to make you feel beautiful, but I didn't want to learn how to cut you open.
Right.
And this is so much simpler than that.
Totally.
And they probably make a nice commission and it's good money.
I got to give it a shot.
Mm-hmm. No.
Well, I don't have to.
You can't.
It's right. So.
Well, it's for girls.
It feels so weird when you get Botox because you're like, it's sizzly. Does yours feel like numb up there and stuff? Like whenever you try and move it, it's like confusing.
I guess it hasn't sunk in yet.
Like 3 months.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. That's it?
Yeah, not very long. But sometimes it like is shorter or longer. It was $300.
All right.
Awkwardness.
I'm trying to think if mine was more expensive in New York City. No, it is so expensive. Which is crazy. But getting filler is way more expensive.
Filler?
That's like $600 for your lips. Blech. I would never do that.
I really hope I like that I'm not going to get filler. Like,
me too. I hope I remember that. Sure.
I really know that feeling of like, fingers crossed I don't make this choice.
Yes.
And it's not in your control. Know. You never know.
That was like when I was a kid, just like, I hope I never smoke weed. And then I'm like, they're doing it.
No,
I'm like,
literally same. Also being like, I hope I'm not fucking gay.
Yeah.
So it's like, not all the things you hope are like valid.
Yeah. Right. But then sometimes you get there and you're like, I didn't know what I could, like, you're like, I wish I could go. Like, you just didn't know who you were.
Right. Yet. Exactly. Like, maybe so
if you do get filler, don't punish yourself, of course. Totally.
Ava and I have a thing where we're like, okay, if you want to get filler, it has to be approved by the board of directors, and that's both of us.
Totally.
Like, Botox you can do, like, just as an individual decision, but filler needs to be, like, kicked up to the higher up.
I just see, like, with the lips, it's like, when I see that, I look at you and I go, you didn't like yourself, and that makes me so sad, which I guess, like, any cosmetic surgery, I'm like that. It's so cool that it exists. And I think this is like a really dated and probably misogynistic like POV. Like everyone should look exactly how they want to.
And do, but yeah, just with lip filler,
I'm like, you can't smile normal. And this is just such a thing where I'm like, I like how you look.
I know. I do think the lips do hold the key to like so many expressions.
It's your emotions and like
it's when how you there's love filler. People. It does like change it the way it. Like you look.
Yeah, and I'm gonna really go like no comment on it.
Yeah, sure,
totally.
And everyone like, should do whatever they want, like obviously. And also, you know, there's a lot of people who have lip filler that like I don't know and don't notice.
Yeah.
Wait, can I say something? I really like the committee thing, and I like that it's like people often. I guess it's relevant to this stuff. Like people often take it for granted that like you know what you want. We talked about this on a recent episode, maybe, but just like. Like, it's like they're assuming that, like, oh, that self-knowledge is, like, readily available.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, we often don't know what we want.
Oh, yeah. Why did we talk about this?
Because of that podcast. You know, I was talking about in This American Life. I listened to an episode about, like, a girl. Like, it was, like, a high school girl who was, like, doing the reporting. And it was about her being in, like, an abusive relationship. And being like, I legit do not know why I'm still in it. Mm-hmm. And I, like, cannot explain it and I cannot account for it. And, like, I mean, it was really intense. It was really, and in the end, she gets out of it. But, like, a lot of the episode is her still in it and you're like whoa, like that's intense and is an intense experience, and it's
and to like be able to like she was like recording to herself
she's like I don't know and like I'm feeling like really like alienated from myself and all these people around me are like and I like the thing too, like there actually are a lot of moments where in my life, especially moments of strife, where it's like it becomes really hard for me to like trust myself or know what I want, or like I'm making decisions out of like fear, and I'm pretty like myopic and short-sighted. It's really nice to be able to like have people you trust who are like, I'm gonna tell you this is what you should do.
And it's so much easier when you're outside of stuff to see stuff, because you're like, I can imagine how I would be feeling in that, and I'm understanding how you're feeling about that. But here's from the outside, like the whole world exists and this is the choice you're making.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And there's a better choice, and I really hope to help you find it.
Right.
Because I know you're like in a cell that doesn't need to be like trapping like you.
From
like,
the like stress of the situation, you think your options are fewer than they
it's
are.
It's like getting advice is amazing. And actually like
especially when it's hard.
yeah,
hard to hear or like hard to yeah. give or something, but that's usually the one that you need the most.
Yeah. Right.
And like when you have someone who trusts you enough to be like, I'm going to say something that I know is right, that is going to be hard for you to hear, but I really hope that you can listen to it and learn and grow and that you won't be so mad at me that you don't listen mm-hmm. or that you stop talking to me, because I understand if you want to do that right. too.
Yeah.
Right. It's and like really a thing of like, would I want someone to say this to me?
Yes.
You know, and like,
yeah, that's like when you find out someone's like cheating on someone and you're like, should I tell this person? And it's like, yeah, yes, you should, because yeah. obviously you would want to know.
You want to know, right?
But it's horrible to be in that position.
Totally. Yeah, it's tough. It's, I mean, it's a big responsibility, and it's
and
why
then they're
it's
mad
like,
at you because you told them, and mm-hmm. it's like,
I don't ever had that, but oh. I know about it from like movies.
Yeah.
Has that happened to you intense. A lot?
I just remember in high school it happened one time where I was just like, I didn't tell someone something and they were like furious with me. Mm-hmm. And then I told someone about something and they were furious with me. And I was like, I guess you just kind of have to like, what?
Yeah.
What do you think is
totally.
Really
right? I was just talking to someone about this. Like, if you can honestly say that you were guessing what the other person would want, like not trying to like save your ass or avoid something uncomfortable from your own, whatever, you were genuinely trying to guess what the other person would want and you guess wrong. Like, you can't be so responsible for like yeah. what happened, because yeah, you're like, right. I really had to guess. Like, right, I don't right. know. You yeah, know, and you I don't just, know like, if it's better to tell or to not. Yeah.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah that does come so up. Tough. Right. Where it's like, oh, I kind of thought this is how you would have wanted it to be.
Right.
Sorry, I did your surprise party at Chuck E. Cheese. I really like thought you
I
thought
saw
it was funny.
I thought you loved the animatronic.
Yes. No, that's why surprises for other people suck.
Right. It's so
It is hard to make choices for other people, but in some ways it's easy. It can be easier to do that. Or it's easier to see, like, sometimes what's right for someone from the outside in some circumstances.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Our birthdays are coming up.
I know, Natalie.
So
what,
fun.
When is
Wait,
your birthday
you
party?
25.
Because last year, 26. We had it on the same day, night. And it was such a disaster.
That was not okay, and I'm sorry, and
no,
I made
I'm
my second.
Sorry, I'm sorry.
Wait, how could you be sorry?
Because it's just, like, you never want that to happen.
I know, but it really was my fault, but it was just the only time that worked.
That's okay.
And it was also, like, awesome.
Yeah, and everyone made it work. And yeah. also, like, my birthday party is not for me. Like, I never have a good time on it. It's, like, for everyone else.
Yeah.
Same,
and
honestly.
So I'm trying to figure out a way to, like, have a nice day for
yeah,
myself
what do you
this year.
Do?
Well, I think I'm still having a party, but I want to have, like, a park hang where it's, like, just nice.
Yeah.
I hope it's nice enough out that we can do yeah. that. And so
you guys are on the cusp.
I know, but it's seeming like it will be because of like the earth changing.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Woohoo! And like three or whenever the pandemic was that I had my birthday, we had a parking and it was like the best day ever.
Oh, that was so fun.
It was so nice.
I remember
I did a
that.
Bunch of drugs.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah, I feel like that's a way to have fun at the party.
Yeah. Oh, I should do that. I never
someone,
think to do that.
You don't?
I just heard about someone doing a birthday, managing their birthday like this. Being like, I'm doing a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
Like, in the way that, like, it was their
My
birthday, like, weekend. What?
My friend Jason did that. He made, like, a website for uh-huh. it. And he was like, this is exactly where I'll be every day. You can come or don't come. This is what I'm doing. I would love to see you. No problem if not.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And I kind of like that, where it's mm-hmm. like, right. Like, I actually, it's like, should I do a party? Or should mm-hmm. I do, like, go to Coney Island and ride the roller coaster? It's like, why don't you do it all? And there will be people who want to come to one. And then no pressure. Like, no problem.
Right.
You got it. Like,
totally.
All good.
And you can't get mad at anyone for not coming because you weren't clear about what it
right,
was. Like, it's just
right,
like,
right.
I'm doing this if you want to come.
You
awesome.
Are not clear.
Right.
Yeah.
And then it's like, fun. It's not any one thing has the, like, pressure.
Right.
I mean, I haven't done it, so we'll see. I'm sure there's dynamics that make it tricky. There's always are.
Well, it's like, do people feel pressure to come to more than one thing or
right.
which thing to come to?
Right.
But it's like, that's not your business.
I couldn't
no,
agree more.
People's
not.
Pressure, like, excuse me?
Also, it's nice if someone's like, oh, I have a million birthday things that night. It's like, well, you know what? Come visit me at the park for an hour.
Mm.
You've done your time.
Right.
I'm giving you a lot of
time.
Options.
Right.
Yeah. The best is being taken out to dinner, especially by a couple different groups.
Oh,
because
really?
Then you get free dinner and people love you.
Yeah. Nice. I like hate dinner, but I have to work on that. I think
interesting. I'm hearing about this for the first time. I feel like for so long everyone was just loving getting dinner.
Yeah.
And so now I'm hearing a couple people who
oh,
really
hate
dissenting? That. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, you
Natalie's
guys were like
strong
the silent.
Dissenting
maybe
voice
you were the silent
yeah.
majority.
Though, by the
or
way,
something.
I love to get dinner.
Right. Obviously.
And we've gotten
but
dinner like a million times, and it's great.
Couldn't be more fun.
Totally.
Birthday dinners fucking tough
no.
because you end up
birthday
spending so
crazy.
Much money.
Yeah.
It's usually family style, so you're like, I didn't even really get to eat that much.
And then it's so like you're sitting. You're sat.
Mm-hmm.
So you're between two people. So either it's like a whole group combo.
Yeah, and mm-hmm. you can't really.
Or
like,
it's like you're only talking to the people. I don't know. It's just like.
Yeah.
I'm doing small, big dinners. Or like dinners with six people each.
Perfect.
Because then it's like, I think everyone can like, we can talk together or
mm-hmm.
we can talk separate. But it's like, if you get stuck in a seat, you're not like, fuck.
It's not like a fucking banquet table.
Banquet table is over.
It's
like
a nightmare.
Long
right.
table situation. It's like, no.
I do not
I
need to know if all my friends can come up to dinner.
Assigned seating.
With me.
it's the, if best it's the banquet ever. Table.
Yeah, you
because
do.
I just hate. Do you know that about me?
Mm-hmm. No, whatever.
It's cute.
Should I do Rachel's next idea?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Oh, that's where I got that?
Okay, so this is when reflecting on stuff that you hold true as truths, like, universally known, etc., where you're like, actually, a five-year-old told me this when I was also five, and I just hear it ring true in my brain.
Totally. Do you know what I mean by that? Yes, like, definitely.
A little kid would say, like, a kid said something to you, and you were like, oh, and it just like shaped your world, and then like now you still believe it and you're like, wait, no I don't, a right. kid told me that.
Literally, wait, there's some like therapy thing that someone taught me once that was like, you have all these voices in your mm-hmm. head telling you different things, and like you can ask yourself like,
who was the first person that? Who introduced mm-hmm. this to me,
like literally, like whose voice is that, who yeah. says that mm-hmm. and like then you have an answer for it that's like really surprising.
Yes,
like, it's like
totally.
I feel like when you do
like
it, it's
like the randomest kid from your sixth grade class. Literally, right. like, stop! You're being so totally. Annoying. And then you're like, oh, it's annoying. I think I'm annoying when I do this because some this. Random sixth grader fucking hated right. me, or like didn't know how to like explain how they were feeling, and so I thought I was annoying because they didn't like loud noises,
right? Or like oh, like my friend's mom. In high exactly. school, said she doesn't like so that much, type like, of body.
Eating right, disorder right. stuff or slut shaming stuff yes. from one specific mom. And I'm like, totally. Why were you saying that to me? I was a child. Ass,
right.
And I wasn't even your child.
And then
like,
it's
what's
in
your
head and you're like thinking it's your voice. And it's like, it's not your voice, actually.
Not at all.
Right. Like, it's other people's voices. Or
and
like
at the time in your life, you're so like trying you're to figure trying out to the rules of the world. Right. You're yeah. just like, give me guidance. And then right. someone gives it to you, you're like, got it. And let me like pile a bunch of stuff on this. Like, what an amazing totally. Bedrock to like be building like an architecture.
Wow, that is a beautiful foundational statement for right, my exactly. entire worldview.
Right.
I guess I it's do like move around too who, much when I talk.
Right. Right. They're like, so let's start here.
I guess it
I move
is
around
slutty.
So much when I talk and I'm annoying. What else do we know now that I can put on
that's
that?
That's obviously true.
If people like me, therefore it's out of pity. Great. That's going to be the next level.
If I wear a padded bra, I will probably have sex within the next year. And then people will get mad at me for being a whore.
Right.
Great. Something so that's like that. Level three.
Yeah. Yes. That's so that's awesome.
Like
that was
I was building up. On like... That's funny.
I wonder, should we do... We can rapid fire through some
no,
more.
Let's no, let's do yours oh, only, mine. I think.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I hope we don't long do mine.
It's been an hour 20.
Oh, wow. Yeah, we're going to do yours.
Thanks, guys. Yeah. And I hope that it's interesting to you.
Okay. Me too. I know
and
if
not,
will
no
be.
Problem. Because...
Yeah, yeah.
Girl, gym, boy, brain.
Oh, this one is because when I'm at the gym and like guys will come over and talk to me and they'll be like, yeah, you should like pull your chest in or like tilt. And this is like basically any time that mm-hmm. I'm experiencing guys being scary or in my space mm-hmm. in a way that I really wouldn't wish for them to. But it happens at the gym, I would say, most frequently. Mm-hmm. And it's like if they were in my brain and in my body, they would be so fucking weirded out and like confused. Like, yeah, why are you talking to me, dude? You know what I mean? But yeah. And I have like. Technically probably the same brain as them because right. like it's just a human brain, and so they're coming over to me, and just because I'm like a girl to them, they like come over and they're like, yeah, I guess I have to talk to you and tell you what you're doing is right. wrong. Whereas like I'm like, if you were me, you would punch you in the face and be right. so confused as to why you're
so
over here
true.
Because it makes no sense.
Like they
like
literally...
I would never go to someone else and be like, yeah, great moves, yeah, you should really pull right. your like no one
like a
cared.
Guy would never
yeah I guess
react even, to that like kindly like they literally think your brain is different
yes and they're like she needs guidance
and she wants it
and she'll be really happy I was
right.
looking at her
totally
and I'm like no go do your own thing
totally.
And like I even if I'm doing it wrong like I don't really care
oh my God, what a weird
and these men
fucking...
are doing weird stuff all the time like making up their own moves I see it every day they're right. doing their own moves and like I start doing my own moves and guys come over and they're like so what you're doing is gonna fuck your back.
That's
and I'm like
so annoying.
Why are you not talking to that guy who's like arched over
right.
in a circle?
And it's like the reason you're not saying it to that guy is
because
that would be like gay.
Yeah.
And so that means that you're doing it to me in a sexual way.
Yeah. Or
you
I
know?
Just, yeah. I don't really I just am like it is so weird to be a girl sometimes because we are exactly the same as men in a lot of ways and we're treated different.
Totally. Like, it's just like, why are you say talking, that. Bro? Like,
and I guess that's all people who are in a position of slight oppression, if right. or whatever you would call
how
it.
How do you like manage that when people talk to you? Are you like,
I'm really friendly and extremely nice, and they would never know that they were upsetting right. me in such a huge way and like ruining
yeah,
because
you don't want to get like hit. Right.
Yeah, and men are really and men can be scary and
right,
murder
totally,
people.
Totally,
totally, totally. Especially the ones that are like working out.
Yeah, there's like a bodybuilder who I have been avoiding, Blink, the one that we used to go to, because he every time I was there, he would like walk over to me and be like, "Rachel, how's it going?" or whatever, and I was just like, dude, why are you talking to me? Like, mm-hmm. my life is so different than yours. We would never get along. Mm-hmm. I would never want to have sex with you. Like, please go do your own thing. But he just, like, loves chatting it up. And I'm like, you don't even know who I am inside my brain. And who I am inside my brain is extremely chill and different than
right.
you. Or, mm-hmm. like, I don't know. Anyway.
It would be so surprising to him if you could hear what your
yeah,
thoughts
like,
were.
I think
like,
about, like,
what?
The stock
like, you
markets.
Don't like this? Like... He's thinking that you're like, oh my god, yay, like my guy's coming over.
Yeah, right, exactly. Right. Yeah, he would never know that. It makes me like so deeply uncomfortable and like not want to go to the gym, which is one of my favorite things to do. Like, it's so anyway,
sucks.
Sorry, I guess that one's like a not really that interesting.
No,
it is.
It is.
But,
I mean,
super
you know what's
interesting
about that to me too is just the thing of like, it's like, you, I don't know, this is like so naive of me, but like, I really forget that happens. Mm-hmm. And like, I'm like, oh yeah, I know, like that, like girls are like talked to on the street or in places so in a way that's uncomfortable. And it's like, I know that in theory. And then I'm like, I'll see it happen. And I'm like, oh my God. Like, this actually is really
it's
different
nonstop.
Than my experience. Like, this does not happen to me.
Every single time, and this is not even a joke or an mm-hmm. exaggeration, any single time I have sat in a park for an extended period of time on my own, maybe reading a book or just sitting there, a man has approached me. Mm-hmm. Like, every single time. I yeah. can't think of a single time where it hasn't no. happened. And like, I don't know if it's like I have an inviting look or something, but like, I am and maybe it is me or something, but like,
no, like what?
It's so stressful. And when I was traveling alone this summer for a little bit, I was just like, I'm so on edge because I'm like just worried someone's gonna try and like be creepy to me.
Totally.
And it's never like a cool guy or like someone who I'd want to hang out no. with and talk about stuff yeah. with. It is a guy who is trying to fuck me who is old and creepy.
Yeah.
Or a guy who is like trying to yeah, it's just so annoying.
That's so
I would love
fucking
to sit
horrible.
In peace.
Literally. Like, and there's no like there's nothing you can do to like give that indication. Like
totally.
There's nothing like about the way that like you choose to sit on a bench, like there's no amount of headphones mm-hmm. or book mm-hmm. or sunglasses or whatever that would ever or like facial expression like
yeah
those
I need to
like,
carry a gun just for like when I'm chilling alone
right
mm-hmm. and just like have it like in my hand while I'm reading a book or something. And I think that would
you're
be
like,
so like it, people would get the point
right
totally. You could put a bumper sticker on about how you're like carrying.
Yeah, it's so I have
a gun. Just a shirt that says "I have a gun." Please don't talk to me because
I
don't want to deploy
it. Let me read my book.
It's also not even like a party where you're allowed to be like, "I think I'm going to go get a drink. I think I'm going to go to the bathroom." It's like you don't really have an out. When
no.
you're stationary at a park,
yes.
you have to be like,
and
okay.
you get trapped there, and you're like,
you're just like, "I think I'm done with you now.
Yeah.
I don't want to do
especially
this."
Especially when they're standing and you're sitting, and you're like, "So you should go for a walk." It's like
right.
you have to be like, "I'm gonna get up and go." And it's like
you have to leave your spot.
Right? You're
hell?
Like, I liked where I was. I found this place. Like,
not for nothing. It's like scary to reject guys.
Yeah.
No, literally,
a billion percent. And like, give. They always want like a number or Instagram, and it's like, what if I just really, and I'm not even that good at reading books, and I don't do it that much, but what if this is the one where I want to be reading it? Uh-huh. Please just let me.
Like, you're like, bro, I'm like, so sorry, I would love to talk, but I randomly found.
For the first
found-
time in my life, a book yeah. is connecting. Why would you interrupt that?
Right.
You don't get what a big deal this is right now. Yeah. Like, I'm on the precipice of becoming a reader.
Yeah, like, you know, I, you think this is like one of a million books I'm reading.
Right.
It's not like
no,
that. I like
no.
this
first one.
One
in
yeah.
maybe years.
Right.
Anyway,
totally.
Okay, this is Rachel's last one. Totally different media experience.
Oh yeah, after I leave like a movie or something, I'll be talking to my friends. Does this ever happen to you?
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking about it, and this used to happen in school a lot where we would be reading stuff and everyone would be like, oh yeah, I like the part where this happened, and I would be like, what are you talking about? Like, I was paying complete attention the whole time. And then suddenly there's like this whole thing that everyone noticed that I didn't see. And it freaks me out. And it happens all the time.
And also you're like, oh, and if you guys weren't there. I feel like you guys are
really smart and always paying attention to stuff in a different way. But I'm like.
That much, but it sounds really scary. Yeah,
it is. It makes you feel like you like. Imagine or like you're just like, what are you guys talking about? And then you rewatch it and you don't see it, or you're like, I guess so, but I wouldn't have mentioned it afterwards because it wasn't interesting to me.
Yeah, I have had that experience before where I'm like, yeah, and they never explained why this happened, and everyone's like, oh, it's because of like his mom left, and I'm like, what the crap? Like, I didn't know that.
That definitely happens to me in books where it's like you'll get like a few chapters later and you're like, and then like since he was dead, and you're like, he's dead, and you go back and you're like, that's where they said it.
I just watched After Sun. Have you ever seen that movie?
Yes. No. Oh, yes. Oh, wait. My God.
But I didn't get the ending.
It is a movie where it's like, if you wanted it to be a different ending, then you wouldn't get the ending. But if you were like, I know exactly what's going to happen. I will say,
people were like, it's so obvious that, and I was like, I think like.
It's not obvious, but it's also like not over the head or anything, which I think is nice.
Right.
Anyway, but stuff like that where I'm like, we could have all watched a different movie when we watched that. Yeah, totally. You know? Because it is ambiguous.
And scary too when someone like, anything where you're like, oh, it's kind of a random circumstance that like people happen to like chat with me about this. And therefore, that's why I know.
Yes, yes.
And like if I hadn't like talked about it, like I literally have no idea.
I want to do some literally.
Can I say one
last thing about that?
Yeah.
When I was watching The Sopranos a couple years ago, I finished it and was like posting about it, and Jordan Coley, our friend, was like, messaged me and was like, "Oh my god, like I just watched it too, like so good, like the scene with like Tony's like road trip," and I was like,
"What?" Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And then I went back and like I had only I watched the second to last season thinking it was the final season. There was a whole nother season that I didn't watch, and I finished that season and I was like, that is an amazing show.
That happened to me with what's it called, that movie, The Hills Are Alive, what's Sound of Music.
The Hills Are Alive.
My mom always turned off the movie before half. The Nazis. And so I just didn't know about it. And so as I grew up, people were always like, oh yeah, like that's so Sound of Music, like with regards to Nazi stuff. And I was like, what the fuck? And then I realized my mom just never showed me the end of the movie. And
it's
I was
different, that second half, but it's really good.
Same with Princess Bride, the big pig thing.
Oh, wait, I would love to watch that. That's a movie where as a kid I did see that, and like only later people were like, oh, the Nazis. I was like, what are you talking about? And it's like I had watched all of it, but I was like, can we go back to there being like a bunch of girls in a line and like the girls and the boys and they're singing? Like, it just didn't like land with me that like there was that drama.
I was saying last night watching Shutter Island that like 99% of movies do have a Nazi plot line in it. Like
in surprising ways.
Not necessarily
ways.
The main one, but like at least American Beauty. F plot. Like,
there's a Nazi plate in American Beauty. It's like.
It made a big impact.
They just slip it in there.
Mm.
Sorry for laughing.
No problem.
There's a Nazi plate?
No, wait. I think it was supposed to be a joke. Randomly. Oh.
I have to do Song of the Week.
Oh, yeah.
What is it?
The song of the week is Born to Run by Bruce Springsteen.
Cool. Yeah. Wait, that's so funny, actually.
I love Bruce Springsteen.
Because that's very, very weird. I don't think this has ever happened before.
What?
Natalie's song of the week is Born to Run by Bruce Springsteen.
Oh, my God.
You're joking, guys.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
I just heard you say it, and I was like, yeah.
Yeah, totally. That's the one.
Baby, you were born to run.
There's a lyric where he's like,
tramps.
I want to know love is wild. I want to know if love is real. Like, totally. That's so
beautiful.
True.
Well said, Billy.
He's so...
Billy?
Passionate. No. Bruce.
Excuse me.
He's sexy.
He's sexy as fuck, and he's passionate, and he's really and he's strong. Horny.
Yeah. Oh, and his little jeans. Like, I want to smack his butt.
Yeah.
You want to smack his butt.
I want to put my hand in his butt pocket.
He's a gay guy, yeah.
He's a gay guy. In that, he's very passionate.
Right.
And he's not, he's like angry,
he's
but
honest.
He's honest. He's real. God, I love him.
He's really got it going
There's
on.
There's another song that's not Song of the Week, but it's a really good one. It's called Rosalita, Come Out Tonight. And it's amazing.
That's a great runner up.
Yes.
Honorable mention or something.
There's another honorable mention, and it's Whitney Houston, So Emotional.
I can't, it's almost like you weren't going to read off the honorable mentions.
Right.
That you just remembered too.
I love Whitney Houston, So Emotional.
She's so good.
She's amazing.
Also, a song where it like builds up like that, it's like, I'm going to throw up. I love that song.
No, wait.
You're going to get
me to puke. In Rosalita, Come Out Tonight, there is this crazy climax, and the song is like 8 minutes long, and 6 minutes in, it's like storytelling, and 6 minutes in, there's like a reveal. And it's like, it's the emotional climax of the song, and it's like, holy fucking shit.
I'm going to listen to it
I'll listen to it on my walk.
Yes, you should. And you'll know what I'm talking about.
And we'll text each other.
I'm excited.
You're going to be four minutes in, you're going to be like, what, have I missed it? And you're going to hear
it. It's at about six, it sounds like.
Yeah.
That sounds about right, too, for, excuse me.
Where it should be. Six out of 8 minutes?
I didn't mean to say excuse me. Right. Like, rising action, climax, and falling action.
Exactly.
Do I get to put in a song of the week?
Of course. Yes, Rachel's song of the week.
I've been liking, I hadn't listened to music all winter, and then I got back into it because I watched Boogie Nights.
Uh-huh.
And there's a song, Lonely Boy, sped up version, by the same guy who wrote Spooky Scary Skeletons. Mm. And it's so good. How's it go? That's my pitch.
That's good.
Ooh, what a lonely boy.
I like that.
Ooh, what a lonely boy.
That's beautiful. You have a great voice.
What a lonely boy.
There it is. Well, thank you so much for coming on,
thank
Rachel.
Thank you. Thanks for having
lots
me.
Lots of love, and we'll see y'all next week.
Thank you so much.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news. We're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them, excuse me, why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
Hmm? Okay, I will. It's
can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.